Joining us live in studio now is Star Valley High School senior Jaden Coons, who's committed to play football for Bethany College in Kansas. Jaden, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Jaden. I love the classic look. You got the Letterman jacket. You got the Swedes, the Fighting Swedes shirt on underneath. I'm going to kind of go with some of the same trends I did with Cooper Burke. Cooper is in here. Kind of talk to us about the process of deciding to play college football, and also how you ended up deciding on Bethany College.
I'd say probably around my sophomore year, I really realized I wanted to play college football. Hasn't been a dream since I was young, but when I realized I really wanted to put all the work in and do as much as I could. In September, like a day before the Sugar Salem game, I got a call from the coach, said they're going to give me an offer. Since then, I had two more come in, one from Tabor College and one from Dakota Wesleyan University. And we went on visits to them, seen both of them, and I just felt like Bethany was home. Felt the community there was nice. The players there wanted to build something special, build it from the ground up. So felt like that's something I really wanted to be a part of and just ready to work.
Was Bethany on your radar at all until you got that offer from them?
Nope.
So it was completely out of the blue for you then?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So tell us about, you mentioned you like the community. What's it like there? I mean, what's the town like? Is it a big community where you're going? What town is it in? That kind of stuff.
It's a small town. It's called Lindsberg. Now it's really small. It's kind of a small Swedish town. It was founded by a bunch of Swedish people, and there's little cute like rocking horses all over the place. But
oh, nice. Nice. So we need a picture of you on a rocking horse now. Yeah, so we've got to have that now, Jaden.
I'm sure that's probably part of the process of settling in there. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's cool. So the Swedes, of course, the mascot. Tell us more about what drew you to the program, maybe coaching staff and that kind of, you talk about the community and the team. What about the coaches did you like?
The head coach, he won two national championships as a player in their rival, Baker. And their defensive coordinator, he played for that head coach in Baker. And when they were talking to me, the head coach is about 60 years old. He's getting ready to retire, but he wants to spend his last couple years at Bethany, and he said that he wants to build something special while we're there, and he wants to make one more run for a natty while he can. And the defensive coordinator made some pretty good promises to me. And, I mean, it just feels like the teammates there went and watched one of their practices. They work really hard. Yeah, there's not much more to it, but it's just a good place.
You had a chance to be part of a special thing with the guys three-peating this year, and the tradition that Star Valley High School football has. How do you feel like that's going to translate to this next step that you're taking, and what are some things that you feel like are going to be brand new to you?
I haven't really lost a football game since last year's Sugar Salem, so I think being competitive, losing a couple times, that's going to be new. But I know special when I see it. Like this year, we had a really special team, special program, special everything. And I see it kind of over in Bethany. I see a lot of leadership, a lot of hard work, coaching. I see it all over there, just as much as I see it here.
You mentioned about your sophomore year is when you decided you wanted to go play college football.
Yep. You know,
Why did it hit you then? I mean, what happened that made you decide this is what I want to keep doing?
Seeing the kids we played with, like Jacob, Derek, Wyatt, and Dimitri and all them. Once I saw like Dimitri and Wyatt sign, I was like, that's cool. Like I got to be a part of that. And so then, since then, I've been just trying as hard as I could.
What you said you had some conversations with the defensive side of the thing of the coaching staff. What have they talked to you about position wise, and what do you expect to be playing?
I know I've talked to them about both sides of the ball, but we're gonna see. I think I'm mainly gonna stick to defensive. Just that's kind of my thing.
Like linebacker type.
Yep, okay, yep, linebacker for sure.
Jaden Coons in studio this morning, Star Valley High School senior who's committed to play football for the Swedes at Bethany College in Kansas. Reflect with us a little more about being a three-time state champion. I mean, most seniors, if they can win one, it's a big deal. You got three. You mentioned some of the players that you played with as a sophomore, as an underclassman. Reflect more on that with us. And I mean, not only winning three titles, but being part of the group of teams that you've had the chance to play with.
For sure. I remember my sophomore year. Nobody thought we were going to win it besides us. The whole state doubted us. But I remember riding the bus, and Taft was talking about it. Taft, Brandon Cook, Brandon Beck. I remember all those guys. They had no doubt in the world that we were going to win it, and they made it happen for sure. I remember my junior year. We knew we were going to win it. Cody knew they weren't going to win it. And that's the end of that one. I mean, you saw the score. So senior year, I remember starting in, like, let's say last February, we've been working as hard as we can, waking up at 5 in the morning, go lift weights at 7, going to practice after that, doing that all throughout the fall, most summer. And I think I realized we were going to win it when we struggled back, beat Cody at homecoming. I think that's when I knew it was solidified that we weren't losing that year. But honestly, it couldn't have been possible without all the coaches. Our athletic director, Rob Erickson, for sure. He was a big piece of it. He's behind the scenes. He's the one running everything. So every sport in high school and everything that happens is because of Rob Erickson. So that's a big thank you to Rob for sure.
As you've had this journey, as you will, and what are some things that maybe you'd like to impress upon, you know, kids that maybe just finished their sophomore year, kind of putting yourself back in your own shoes when you were a sophomore, and some of the goals? What are some things that you hope that they're taking away from your senior year?
Probably just don't take it for granted, for sure. You gotta, the people are the prize, and you can't be thinking about the destination when you haven't finished the journey yet. So you gotta be in the moment, be where your feet are, and I mean, have fun while you can, because it'll come to an end at some point.
Jaden, during the assembly, after you guys won state and the awards assembly, Coach Young talked, and he talked about, is this the best team that Star Valley High School has ever had? And he left it pretty open. Obviously, that can be debated. No one really knows the answer. But what is it like to even be in that conversation? Just the teams you've been on, regardless. And then you look at the last 10 years of Star Valley football. Then you look at the last 50, 70 years of Star Valley. I mean, what is it like to even be in that conversation?
For to be in the conversation with Dean and Hazen and all those guys, it's pretty cool to even be recognized like them. But being put up and compared to some of the great defenses and all that stuff just kind of warms my heart a little bit. But
that's cool. What are some things that you, I want to continue that for just a second. What are some things that you feel like maybe your team does better than anybody else does?
Like in the past Braves teams?
Sure.
Definitely the defense, the leadership. I feel like we had, even the captains, even if they weren't captains on the team, they were captains to everyone else. We all knew our role, and we did our role to the best of our ability, but our defense was crazy. So I don't think anybody's beaten that for a long time.
It was a pretty good defense. I'll give you that. It was a pretty dang good defense. Jaden Coons in studio. All right, Jaden, so you're off to college outside of athletics. What are you hoping to accomplish academically?
I'm going to go into psychology, and then I'm going to do a minor in education, try to get a psychology degree, and hopefully fall back on, if that doesn't go for me, fall back on an education.
And so what kind of drew you to that? Where does that interest come from?
Jason Kazare, actually, Coach Kazare. I went and job shadowed him last couple of months ago, and just seeing the way he is with the kids and how much they love him, it just makes you want to be a part of something like that.
Very cool. That's Jaden Coons in studio this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Jaden, congratulations to you. Best of luck in Kansas for Bethany. That's awesome, man.
Thank you, guys.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.